The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this show, Eric Metaxas, is a demanding taskmaster.
For example, he insists on my announcing this show at all hours of the day and night. In other words, whenever you listen to it, I must announce it. That's the rule. So please.
Please. Try and listen to this show at a reasonable time.
My wife and kids never get a good night's sleep, but it's destroying our family. No pressure.
Hello, Eric. Yes, it's live. No, maybe they were trying to send you a message. But here we are. We're live, and we are here. Midterms just passed us by, and we're here to talk about it. And we, of course, want you to call in and tell us your opinion of what happened last night. The number is 800-973-1684.
Yeah, the music's still going. As much as fond as I am of Warren Zevon.
Okay. Well, it's live, so anything can happen.
We're always live. It's just that we're taking calls.
Oh, that's the distinction today,
that's
folks.
That's where it gets confusing.
We gave out the number.
That's where it gets confusing. We're taking your calls today for the next 2 hours. We'd like to talk to you. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. It's Call-In Wednesday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now, Alvin, we've got a few things to talk about before we bring in our featured guest.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say that Donald the Caveman, the contest, is officially over. People were able to dress up as Donald the Caveman and send pictures to us. These are amazing pictures. We're not going to talk about them right now, but I have to say, to those of you who submitted pictures of yourself and your children dressed up as Donald the Caveman, some of these pictures are amazing. Some of them are downright disturbing. But everybody gets a signed copy of Donald Drains the Swamp, at least the first five. And then we've got a big winner, but we're gonna save that for another time. We had an election yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you vote?
Of course I voted.
I voted too. I voted twice.
Good.
And I got to tell you.
You must be a Democrat.
I've got to tell you that I thought, wouldn't it be amazing today to do a call-in show and to see if we could get like an amazing guest.
Hmm.
And I thought, wouldn't it be incredible if we could get it's hard to even say the word because I respect him so much. Imagine if we could get Votestradamus. Votestradamus, right?
Yes.
And we reached out to his people. They all live in 15th century France, so they're going to get back to you when they feel like it. So fortunately, I bumped into Votestradamus himself, and he said he would do it.
Good.
Votestradamus knows all, tells all when it comes to politics. So in order to assess what happened yesterday, in the studio, Kevin McCullough, alias Votestradamus. Votestradamus, welcome.
Hey. I hope you're paying Chris Himes a little piece of something every time you use that word.
If I were making money off of you, I would give him 15%, but we're making nothing. The response to your appearances on the program has been very poor. So listen to me now, hotshot.
Yes.
Yesterday, everybody knows the GOP lost control of the House. We gained seats in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly as I predicted it would all happen.
Well, I want to ask you about that.
And you haven't had me on the show in forever, so you didn't even let me make the prediction on your show. But on other shows, I did make such a prediction.
Well, let me ask you then, mm-hmm. what was your prediction?
That we would win the Senate, expand our hold on the Senate, and that we would probably lose control of the House, though it wouldn't be by like a historic margin. It wouldn't be the 63 that Obama lost or even the 50-something that Clinton lost. And Bush actually gained a couple of seats in his first midterm, but that was in the aftermath of 9/11, so there's a little bit of a historical understanding as to why that was the case. But they did lose 34 seats. They
Wait, hold on.
The Republicans lost 34 seats.
The Republicans lost 34 seats. This all becomes gobbledygook. I guess the question is, when you have 435 seats, okay, what's the magic middle number?
218.
Okay. How many seats do you think we will have when this is all? Because there's still some that are still kind of hanging in the balance, right? So roughly speaking, we 219 gives you the majority. How many will the Democrats have before this is all over, roughly?
Right. Well, they gained 34. I'm trying to remember where they started. I think they were at 189. So that would put them in the majority. I'm looking it up actually as we speak. But it's not going to be like the Republicans will have 200-plus seats. They'll have 200-plus seats. It'll be what's considered a narrowly divided majority with both parties in excess of 200.
Okay, but the real issue is the committee chairmanships and that kind of thing.
That's a disaster.
Nobody cares.
It's a hot mess.
What the number is. The point is that either Nancy Pelosi or someone equally difficult
Kevin McCarthy
will be.
If it was Republican, it'd be Kevin. Nancy Pelosi.
Well, all I'm saying is that. We're talking about the Speaker.
Correct.
So we had Paul Ryan. And you're saying it would have been Kevin McCarthy if who cares? The point is that it's going to be Pelosi or somebody on the Democrat side. So what happens now, obviously, whether it's by one vote or 50 votes, the point is that the speakership is in the hands of a Democrat and all of the party. All of the committee heads are. That is what's troubling. Let me tell you what I think may be good, and then I want to get your response.
Sure.
It seems to me I thought that this would happen as well. I mean, this was probably, you know, the common wisdom. But the real question is what happens as a result of it. And my gut tells me that Trump does better with a foil, with a nemesis, with an enemy, with someone whom to fight, and that he actually performs better when he has someone to fight, that he thrives in that environment. So my guess is that if Pelosi were to be Speaker, I would guess that in time she would wish she weren't Speaker. In other words, I think that there's something about the way Trump engages those who really are against him. We haven't seen that. He hasn't had somebody in Congress or in the Senate to fight like this. So
that's my gut. We got a preview of it today in his midday press conference, which was quite interesting because he comes out and gives this very eloquent, let's come together, let's be bipartisan, let's work on initiatives that we have common ground on. A lot of people are saying infrastructure, even an immigration proposal could eventually bring some sort of unity because they want to get DACA. He wants the border wall. You've each got something to trade. Trade it, make it happen, get the big idea done. But the problem was, as soon as he finished making his statement and opened it up to questions, Jim Acosta was in the front row and everything went to Hades right away. So the press was on him. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Are you going to be as divisive as you've been? It was very hostile. He responded in somewhat Trumpian typical fashion and told Mr. Acosta to sit down. He'd had enough, that kind of thing. You're going to see a lot of those sound bites played back overnight on cable news all evening. I think the idea here is what you said is exactly right. And there were a number of pundits that were tweeting it last night. But if he had had a Paul Ryan to continue to deal with in the House, he is a friend who only makes Trump look bad. Because Ryan is not necessarily someone that was always working with the president.
Right.
He was trying to find that middle ground or whatever it was. With Nancy Pelosi, he can blame everything on her going forward. If anything goes wrong, if there's an uptick in gun violence or the economy has a recession or anything else goes wrong, you didn't give me the Congress I had to work with. Therefore, this is the problem. And it's a mandate to do something different in 2020.
Well said, Votes Tradamus. Votstradamus, I want to ask you, do you think Nancy Pelosi will be the speaker?
I do. I think she's, despite everything she said in the last couple of weeks, I think she's absolutely
You think she's going to be the speaker?
Vote for me again. I think she is too vain to avoid the temptation to try to hold on to her power.
Now, who do you think will be challenging her?
No one with an ounce of sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Because who wants that job?
Well, who's gonna whip more votes? The problem with Nancy Pelosi is that she knows where all the bones are already buried with her own people.
Yeah.
And she can make life trouble for people who don't support her.
Yes. Wonderful. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. More with Votstradamus. Now it's the same old place, but
it's a brand new town. Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who've taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me.
Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. We're going to jump right in. We have Thomas calling from Georgia. Thomas, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
You guys, strike three. Where's Thomas?
Thomas, are you there?
Hi there.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind, Thomas? Yes, I can. Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right. Yes, sure. Thanks. I believe the evangelical church in America, or the believing church, has erred by putting too much trust in the Republican Party. I believe I see the church almost like what I've dubbed the first church at Dachau, when they would take people to the concentration camps on trains. And when the people in some of those churches heard the whistle, they started singing real loud.
I'm familiar with the anecdote. How to relate it to where we are now? I don't understand the parallel.
I got you. We around a million babies are being killed every year in this nation brutally. They feel the pain. I've seen them recall in pain from the abortionist scalpel. And we're talking about voting for more Republicans to get more Supreme Court justices, and we've been doing it since 73 or whatever year. And it seems like we're not treating it like we say it is. You know, in the Christian church, we're not treating abortion like we say it is. And I want someone to act like it is what we say it is.
Well,
I don't see that.
There are many, many people. I mean, look, the mainstream media doesn't cover them, and Fox News definitely doesn't cover them, and shame on Fox News. But the point is, there are thousands and thousands of Christians, devout Catholics and evangelicals, who spend much of their lives working to get women to say yes to life. There are pregnancy care centers all around the country that rely on donations. My wife ran one here in New York City. There's very little funding. You have to beg for money. But the point is that there are tons of people working along these lines. And that's just one aspect of it. But you just don't ever hear about it. You never hear about these brave men and women who are spending their lives, you know, getting spit on, getting cursed at, praying in front of clinics. This happens all across our country. So I know what you're saying, but what could we do that we're not doing? I guess that's my question.
I can tell you, yeah. And certainly I say it with humility that I can't throw a dart and hit it exactly. But I believe if the Christian church would act like it is what they say it is, and I'm not, you know, totally judging, and you're right, there are great people who sacrifice. But I think this, I wish pastors would tell their people, get out of the pew and Monday or whatever, go to the abortion clinics and let's surround them peaceably, surround them and say, no more. We're going to act like this is what we say it is, which is murdering the most innocent people in all of our society. They're being killed thousands every day, very painfully. And I wish the Christian church would get out of the pew, go there and surround it. I'm not talking about throwing rocks. I'm not talking about cussing or insulting, you know, police. Surround it and say, we're going to act like it is what we say it is. And it's going to end. It's going to end.
Let me ask you.
Stop this silliness of voting or Republican. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's either or. I actually would argue that people in the pulpit ought to be telling their people, you better vote Republican, only because we need judges who believe in the Constitution. The judges who put Roe v. Wade into this culture did not care about what the Constitution said. They created something out of nothing. We need judges that believe in the Constitution and in the real rule of law. That's very important. So I think that when Christians say, well, we shouldn't vote or whatever, I think, look, we need to do both. We need to vote. We need to have a firewall, so to speak, of people who care about the rule of law, who care about right and wrong in government. But you are right. If that is all we care about, we're fools. We've made idols of politics. We've made idols of political leaders, and that's nonsense. I think you're right. When you said just a moment ago that you have seen the children suffering, what do you mean? You've actually witnessed abortions yourself?
I saw a film with a, I guess it was an ultrasound or a sonogram, and yes, it literally showed the baby recoiling from the scalpel. That was 30 years ago. And when I saw that film, I said, this film is going to ruin my life. And I just want to see, I just think the Republican Party says just enough. And I vote. I'm not for not voting, but they do just enough to get the votes by of conservative evangelicals in the same way the Democrats do our black countrymen. They know they're going to get 90% of the black vote.
Right, right.
The Republican Party knows they're going to get, you know, maybe 90, and I'm talking evangelical votes. And something's wrong, and we need to say, y'all haven't done anything. We've been talking about Supreme Court justices for, you know, nearly 40 years.
Well, let me just tell you, Thomas, that if we do what you're saying, which we ought to do, I've said that we should bring infants with us. If you're going to go stand in front of an abortion clinic, be carrying an infant, because that is the most dramatic illustration of what's going on in that building.
Yeah.
And we ought to do this. I agree with you 1,000%. But the point is, when we get arrested, we're going to want judges who care about the rule of law and who aren't simply executing their animus against religiously motivated people. I've got Kevin McCullough with me here in the studio. He wanted to say something. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think that the caller's point is interesting, but I would say that I think that it was the dynamic of the era before Trump, because Trump has been the most pro-life president of a generation. He's been the most pro-life president since Roe v. Wade. And what he has done to the courts, and the one thing that last night's election will ensure that will not be changed, is that he does not need one Democratic vote to continue to put judges on the district and circuit court and Supreme Court levels. With 54 votes in the United States Senate, he's going to be able to stockpile conservative, original intent, strict constructionist, constitutionalist judges on every level of the court. And he's already done more in his first 2 years than Obama did in his first eight. Obama did 29 judges in 8 years. He's done nearly 100 judges in his first 2 years. He could conceivably, over a potential two-year term, do 200 to 300 judges. Eric, that will reshape the entire philosophy of the entire judicial system from one shore to the other, including a couple of weeks ago, three new conservative justices on the Ninth Circuit, which is kind of considered the wacky circuit.
Right.
He has been so diligent to take the judiciary and the judicial review component of the executive branch and say, we're going to be serious about this, along with Mitch McConnell, that I think the caller's concerns are a little bit outdated. That was the case under the George W. Bush era. It was the case under what John McCain or Mitt Romney would have been as presidents. President Trump has been aggressively pro-life. And even in his press conference earlier today, he got pressed by NBC and he said, you know what? It's a complicated issue, but I'm going to push for the issue of pro-life because I believe in it. I don't think Christians, evangelicals, Catholics, pro-life people could ask for a more aggressive pro-life president.
I have to agree. And I would say, Thomas, you know, I would say to you that You are right, generally speaking, that first of all, it has to start in the church. If the church starts screaming about this and starts insisting that our leaders step up, I mean, I'm serious. The fact that Fox News basically doesn't cover this issue, I mean, they're going to cover it more than others. But to be aggressive on this issue, to say this is like slavery, this is something that cannot stand in a country that would dare to call itself Christian on any level. It cannot stand. It must not stand. So I am with you. And I do think that the film you're probably talking about is Silent Scream, which came out about 30 years ago. Everybody should go see the film Silent Scream. We need to have a revolution in this country. I'm just very grateful for your emotion, Thomas, because people forget, they forget what we're talking about here. This is not a small thing. It's a huge thing. But I just would encourage you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. But while we're talking about justices, you know, conservative constitutionalist justice, which I would like, there are 10,000 babies in the mother's womb right now that will be killed this week. They're waiting. They're scheduled for death Friday, next Monday, and on and on. And I'm saying this kind of talk doesn't fit. It doesn't logically fit. It's not just an emotional thing. It does not logically fit our argumentation. It doesn't. I could not imagine someone in Nazi Germany in 1939 talking about we need to get some justices on
right.
Or conservatives.
Right. I see what you're saying. It's the issue.
It logically.
It's the issue of the urgency. We're out of time. Thomas, I just want to say thank you for what you've said. We'll follow up in the next segment. But God bless you. Thank you for sharing your heart. Very important issue. One of the biggest issues of our time. Certainly one of the biggest issues for me. Folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. When we return, we'll talk to Kurt from Tucson, Arizona.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Big, bright, shiny yellow sun. Come and watch your children play. They think you're the only one who can make them feel this way. When I look into the sky.
Hey there, folks. That's the Orange Peels. I love the Orange Peels. Mm. Hey, we're talking, we're taking calls.
Are they used in the making of my orange La Croix?
That is the voice of the great Votstradamus.
I'm just curious.
Votstradamus, Kevin McCullough.
Because Albert brought me very graciously a can of orange La Croix.
You must think you're on the Piscopo show because we don't talk about that stuff. Let me just say that we've got a caller, Kurt, from Tucson, Arizona, and we're going to hear more from Kevin McCullough. We're going to talk about the election, but Kurt is calling in from Tucson. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Greetings from the sunny Sonoran Desert, Eric. Thanks for taking my call.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Yes, yes. I have a question for you, first of all.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to take a stab at guessing who the orange dinosaur is in your book, Donald Drains.
Oh, if you guess correctly, you win a signed copy of Donald Drains the Swamp. We put this out there. People haven't been taking me up on it. In the Donald Drains the Swamp book, there's several swamp creatures. I've identified a number of them, but the orange triceratops is unidentified. I think I know who the illustrator meant it to be, and in a minute we're gonna see if you get it right. But before that, you said you had a question.
I do. I wanted to know something about your Luther book. Not too long ago, I sent a German translation of Bonhoeffer to my Tante Gisela, who lives in Germany, and she received it with such happiness that I can't wait to send her your Luther book in German, and I wanted to know when that might be published.
Next year. In fact, let's see, is this 2018? Yes, it is. So next year. It's sometime in 2019, the German version of my Luther book will be published by S.A.M. Henslow. Henslow is the publisher. It's my German publisher, and they're going to be coming out with it next year, 2019. I'm excited about that. They do a great job. They've published most of my books in German, Hensler has. And so, yeah, it's going to be next year. I'm excited about it. I thought you wanted the German translation of Donald Drains a Swamp, and I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just guessing. No. I don't know.
My German might be good enough that I could probably translate it myself.
Wow. So. Take a crack at it and email us what you have. Now, so, okay, we're gonna turn to the subject of my new book, Donald Drains the Swamp. You said that the orange triceratops in the book, that you may know who it might be, and we're ready for your answer.
I think so. Well, between the heavy brow and the grimace and the horns on the snout, I think it's John Brennan.
You know what? You're right.
I'm right.
You're right. You're right. It is John Brennan. I'm not kidding. You got it, man. You got it.
Wow.
Ring the cowbell. That is unbelievable. Bing. It is John Brennan. It is. I think Tim Raglan, the illustrator, he didn't even share with me the author. He didn't even share with me who that was. I had to hear it through my friend Martha Linder in Florida. She listens to this program. She said to me, oh, I was talking to Tim today, and he told me that when he was drawing is it a John Brennan? And I thought, I got to hear it from Martha Linder. Tim can't tell me himself. Shame on you, Tim Raglan.
Shame.
And yet, he's done such a great job illustrating this book that he's been able to communicate visually to you in Arizona that dinosaur is supposed to be John Brennan. Unbelievable. Kurt, are you ready to get a free signed book? I'm going to sign it to you. Is it Kurt with a C?
Well, no.
It's a K.
Could you sign it to my youngest son? Would that be okay?
Does your son know that it's John Brennan?
He will.
All right. Well, then it's okay. As long as he knows that it's John Brennan. Yeah, of course I could. What's your son's name?
It's Martin, but it's spelled a little differently. Martin.
Are you Dutch?
With the name Schmidt, not really. But we did give him a Dutch name after my grandfather, Martin, from
you Germany. Had to saddle the boy with a difficult spelling.
We did.
He's going to have to carry that through his whole life. That's just what
it's
that's
true.
That is tough. Martin with two A's. Every time they ask him, he's going to get that. You've
two
really
A's and an E.
He's
going to
he's
the E.
Yeah, don't forget that he's going to have quite a character by the time he's fully grown. Okay,
he's
so we're going to sign it to Martin. I can't believe somebody got it. Congratulations to you. That is just terrific.
I have to give my wife a bit of credit there, Eric.
You guys, seriously, now anybody who had that on their lips, too late, folks.
Too late.
Because we have a winner. The book is going to Martin, Maarten. This is just terrific. We're so excited. We got to get your address. So stay on the line when we hang up, if you would. And my goodness, say hello to your Tante Gisela, because, anybody who's read my books, I feel like it's a close personal friend.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kurt with a K. We're going to get this out to you. Just stay on the line and we'll get your address. Now, I have to ask my guest in the studio. I'm sitting here with Albin and Kevin McCullough. Kevin, do you see the orange? Maybe there's a better picture, but the orange dinosaur, I think Tim Raglan, he had Brennan in mind.
Are you now saying you're not confident that it was Brennan?
No. I know it's Brennan. Look.
Yeah.
That right? Come on.
Well, I will affirm that I think John Brennan resembles a dinosaur. That's what I will affirm.
Vote
Stradamus hath spoken.
He has.
Vote Stradamus knows all, tells all. We're going to go to a break. Folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. Call us. Share with us. Ask us questions. 1-800-973-1684.
Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around.
Hey, Alvin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. I don't take it for my health. Oh, no, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 855-41-BIBLE.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our cell phones every single day, so why not use them to make a change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Every day, people are switching their cell phone service to Patriot Mobile, and they love knowing their cell phone company supports conservative causes they believe in. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
I love this music. It makes me feel really mellow, man. Hey, I'm feeling totally mellow. Alvin,
mellow.
You feeling pretty mellow?
Mellow.
Listen,
out.
We've got a call. We're going to have to take this call because it comes from Bavaria, Germany. Whenever I get a call from, you know, the Vaterland, I have to take it right away because the people are calling from across.
Even though you're Greek.
The ocean. No, I'm as German as I am Greek.
Wow.
You probably didn't know that, Kevin, because you haven't focused on my life enough.
Focus.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get a call. We have a call from Justine calling from Bavaria, Germany. Justine, how do you pronounce your name, Justine? I want to get it right.
Justine, you got it right.
I got it right. Justine, you're obviously not, you know, a local German. You're an American in Germany, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm an Oregonian.
An Oregonian? You live near the Argonne?
Oregon.
Oh, Oregonian. No, oh, I thought we were talking about the Battle of Argonne.
But we can talk about the Battle of Argonne.
I thought you wanted to talk about the Battle of Argonne, and you said Oregonian, yes. So I thought you meant Argonne. Okay, so you're from Oregon, and you want to talk about the First World War Battle of the Argonne, correct?
Correct.
Wow, this is very complicated, but we're going to get through it together, yes, Justine. Hold on. Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, several months ago, you did an interview with Douglas Mastriano and his Alvin York book, and the library here in Bavaria had his book, and I read it, and then my husband went on a trip to the Argonne Forest with work, and he loved it so much that he said, we need to go on my next four-day weekend, and it just happened to be over the 100th anniversary of the Meuse Argonne offensive.
Wow.
And we go to the celebration, and we're standing behind a woman who I think must be Douglas Mastriano's wife.
Now, we have to explain, because not everybody listens to the program as closely as you do. Douglas Mastriano is a spectacular author of many books. He served in the armed services of this country for many, many years, decorated. He has now written a book on that battle in World War I. We're talking about the 100th anniversary. So you're telling me that you happened to be there for the 100th anniversary, and you thought you saw him?
Yes, we did see him.
You actually saw him?
Yes, we spent hours with him and his wife walking the Alvin York Trail, and they invited us the next morning to go on a hike.
So they weren't trying to get rid of you? They weren't trying to give you the brush. They actually enjoyed your company.
They did, and we had our three young children with us, too.
That is so wonderful. And what are you and your husband doing in Germany?
My husband is a soldier in the U.S. Army.
Wow.
Great.
That's fantastic. Listen, nothing makes me happier than the thought that people in Germany are not only listening to this program, but they're getting moved enough to want to read a book by somebody that we had here. And then they get to interact with the great Douglas Mastriano. I think I'm probably mispronouncing it, Mastriano. That is so fantastic. My goodness.
It was amazing. We were walking up the trail that Alvin York was fighting on 100 years.
The famous Sergeant York. Yeah, right there. My goodness.
With his grandson and a bunch of guys dressed as doughboys.
Sergeant York's grandson was there?
Yes.
Did he look like Gary Cooper?
A little.
A little? Yeah, because Gary Cooper played him in the film, as everyone knows. Wow. This is incredible.
It is amazing, and I would not have known about it at all unless you had interviewed him.
So
and
you're
so
saying
I'm
I've
so
not...
thankful for your program.
I was going to say, you're trying to tell me I haven't wasted my life.
No, and I mean, I could just go on and on about the different books you've introduced my family to. Bonhoeffer completely changed my life. My house here is 45 minutes from where he was martyred.
Oh, you're 45 minutes from Flossenbürg? Wow.
I am. Every time someone visits, I take them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I don't know if you heard my program, but I was contacted by Richard Grinnell. He is the American ambassador to Germany. He read my Bonhoeffer book. He was all excited. He contacted me. He didn't know that we had met before. And he said that there are U.S. funds. He's raised U.S. funds to build a memorial to Bonhoeffer at Flossenbürg. And by God's grace, next April, which will be the anniversary of Bonhoeffer's death, they will be unveiling that. I hope to be there. It would be a tremendous honor, but you can put that on your calendar in case that that does happen. It would probably be April 9th of next year. It's not confirmed yet, but since you're in Bavaria, you could get there. You could practically ride your bicycle.
We can, yeah. That's awesome. And yeah, your Martin Luther book, wonderful. We did a Luther tour and drove around and saw all the different sites, and your book was so helpful. And helping us know what we were looking at. You've made a huge impact on my family.
That thrills me, and it particularly thrills me because I'm sitting here in the studio with Kevin McCullough. He has a radio show, and nobody in Germany listens to his show.
That's not true.
So I'm feeling a lot of Schadenfreude for my friend Wotstradamus sitting here mit his suit and
but
tie.
If it's what you need to know for yourself, Eric, to feel better,
I need to be puffed up by bringing other people down.
You're the number one American show in German radio.
Okay, Justine, we're going to let you go. Honestly, you've blessed me deeply. Thank you, Justine, for calling, and thank your husband for serving. And I look forward. I hope I get to meet you. That's just really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is that the end of the seven?
I think we have. Do we have another minute left, or are we out of time? We have another minute left. This is the 8. Holy cow. It's already like an hour.
Would
has
you like
swum
some breaking news?
Bye. Yes, we have
breaking
Kevin
news.
McCullough. Go.
Jeff Sessions has just resigned from the administration after more than a year of public criticism from Donald Trump. They've announced Matthew J. Whitaker, chief of staff to Sessions, to replace him in the interim. We will see what happens from this point
on. Does this mean Whitaker, who didn't have to recuse himself with Russia, that he can replace Rosenstein?
There's probably a number of options that are now on the table that Sessions prevented from happening.
Wotstradamus even brings us breaking news.
Woo!
Whatever you're paying you, it's too much. But still, I appreciate you. We'll be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know. I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're breaking news on this program because we have Kevin McCullough, alias Votstradamus, in the room with us. Kevin is the one that broke the news that Jeff Sessions resigned. Fox News and everybody else immediately jumped on the bandwagon, and they are saying the same thing.
They heard it here.
Because they listen to this program. I'm not stupid.
Nobody said that, Eric. We never accused
you. It's not like they say. I'm smart. I can do things.
I'm smart.
I don't know anybody that says otherwise. But so, yeah, Jeff Sessions, once one of the president's more loyal and trusted advisors, before enduring almost 2 years of constant criticism, has said, at your request, I'm submitting my resignation. He wrote in a letter to the president. Departure from the Justice Department, not unexpected. The president has signaled that changes will come to the administration after the midterms. No one faced more speculation along those lines than the attorney general. And Trump had repeatedly lambasted Sessions over his recusal on Russia and a number of other things. Now, you asked an interesting question going to the break. Does this mean that whoever replaces Sessions can totally shake up all the DOJ, FBI, and special counsel investigations that are currently pending? And the answer is yes. And in fact, I would look for this move. Here's my prediction on the chess.
Right.
They've named an interim. My guess is Lindsey Graham becomes the next attorney general.
Oh, man.
And if that's the case,
wow, that's interesting.
Then if there's a single Democrat on any committee that is thinking about malfeasance towards the administration and they've got one skeleton in their closet, I would just caution them, be very careful. Lindsey Graham's a lifelong prosecutor, has an incredible record in the U.S. Navy where he served as a military prosecutor, and he knows the law. So this is a guy that's not, and you saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, he's not going to tolerate nonsense. So if he comes in and he's put in charge of all of the oversight of all these investigations, this is a very good move for the president of the United States.
Wow.
And
suddenly I'm interested in my own show. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Bonus on top of that, Lindsey Graham happens to be a dear brother in Christ. Like, he's a really committed Christian.
He's a Christian. I didn't know that. Well, you know, this is very interesting. I think we ought to have seen it coming that Sessions would resign. And there are probably others who are going to leave. I know that Nikki Haley is going to go in at Christmas.
Yep.
Very interesting. We've just got another minute or so left. We've got the board is lit up. We're going to go to hour two, folks. We're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. But I want to finish up with you, Kevin, before you have to go. What are the other takeaways in the minute we have left from yesterday?
Because real quickly,
a lot happened.
There's a lot of regional dichotomy to the national picture. So the president campaign for the Senate race is basically nonstop for the last 3 weeks of the election and was very successful. He flipped three seats. He's got a 54-seat majority now. The problem was that down ballot congressional races didn't get as much attention. Places like New York got completely wiped out of their Republican representation. The state of New Jersey has one Republican congressman now. They had five.
Whoa.
But in the Northeast, something that's very interesting to watch, there, Vermont, Massachusetts, and there was one other one over the weekend. Oh, Connecticut. They've all elected Republican governors.
That's
There's
stunning.
Something going on in the Northeast. In Maine already has a Republican governor.
Yeah.
That's the most aggressive red growth in most of the country. But the Senate having control of the judiciary and having the president's backstop on judges is going to be very good, even against the House, because that'll be they'll be knocking laws down.
Big deal. Kevin McCullough, thank you for your valuable time. Folks, Votstradamus says goodbye. We're going to be here for the next hour taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. We'll get to Bob in Tyler, Texas, Mark in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Charlie in Florida. Stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.